Time to talk some duck hoops. Women remain in the top 10 off the convincing home sweep of the Washington schools. They head for the warmer climes of SoCal. First the Trojans, then the Bruins. Follow our guest on Twitter, the handle at GoDucksKG. Coach Graves, how are you?
Hey, Steve, I'm doing great, man. It's been a while. How you been?
Yeah, we haven't talked since pre-Christmas, so how did you celebrate Christmas and New Year's in the Graves family?
Well, it was fun. I had all my boys were back in town, and that was great. I had some family in. It was a lot of fun, man. New Year's Eve, though, buddy, I was in bed at 10:15, out by 10:30. So, you know, that's a little lame, but it's all good. 2018 is going to be a great one, buddy.
Well, I understand you're kind of busy this time of year, but, you know, I know you're a baseball guy, so I've been waiting to ask. As a coach with 500 wins, what's it like to join Mantle, McCovey, and Mike Schmidt in the 500 club?
Oh, those are some heavyweights, man. Yeah, that's an impressive group. I'll take it. I'll take it, buddy.
Yeah. You know,
but also, I think that we have Dave Kingman in that and Rafi Palmeiro, and there's some others that, not quite the same.
No, and I don't know if Kingman is in there. He's maybe in the 2000 strikeout group, but, I get we can gush about Sabrina, and of course, sets the NCAA triple-double record 15 games into her sophomore year. But what struck me is after the game, in the post-game, she's talking about your 500th win. What does that say not only about the kind of player and teammate she is, but how she just sees things big picture through an unselfish lens?
Well, she knows I determine playing time, so, you know, she's no dummy. She's gonna say the right thing when it comes to her coach. No, that's who she is. You know, she really has no ego. That's what I love about her. She understands how good she is. She truly does. But to her, it's not a big deal. And, as long as the team wins, the team is successful, that's all she cares about. And it sounds cliche. You hear a lot of people say it. Hey, I see it every day. It's who she is deep down inside. And she'll be the first to say, well, you know, somebody will say, you got 15 assists tonight. Well, yeah, but I have good teammates. They make the baskets. If they don't make them, then I don't get the assist. So she understands how it all works. That's one smart cookie.
Sure is. Continue with Kelly Graves. You know, I saw on New Year's Eve you retweeted the Pac-12 account that mentioned half the teams in the conference are now nationally ranked. When league play starts, how do you and your staff emphasize, especially to the newer or younger players, that the switch is flipped? This league is cutthroat and ain't nothing coming easy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we talk about it. You know, there's no doubt. And then we have, the players that have been through the wars talk about the, tell the young kids what it's going to be like, and that whatever intensity level you think you've been playing with, it jumps. And so, honestly, Steve, we had a little tutorial. We have a huge grease board or whiteboard, I guess you call it, in our locker room. And I put so many numbers, it'd make your head spin. I talked to RPI, strength of schedule, where every team was ranked, all the statistics in the team statistics in the Pac-12, and we went through every team and just, talked about what it was going to be like over the next 2 months. And it was nice. It was a fun tutorial. And I was shocked at how few of our players know what a Power 5 school is, how few know who's in the Big 12 and what is the Big 12. And on and on and on. It was hilarious. But, they're just, which I guess is an okay thing. They're just doing what we do, and they worry about their own team and not about anybody else. So, but yeah, we addressed it. And I think the opening weekend, we answered the call.
Now, that's good, because that kind of ties into my next question, because I was going to ask you about one of your overseas players, Satu Sabali, who found her way into the starting lineup the last 5 games. We know she came over from Germany. When you bring in a player of her caliber, you've got expectations, and now here you have a 3-time Pac-12 Freshman of the Week. How pleased are you and your staff at the progress she's made already?
Oh, ecstatic. And it's funny, I have people who go to the games, you know, don't see her every day, but they go to a lot of the games, and they see improvement from one game to the next. They go, I can't believe it. She wasn't doing that last week. And she is. She's adjusted to the game. She's still got to get better defensively. There's some areas she's got to improve. But, Steve, she's been she's exceeded our expectations, and I still see so much growth potential in her. But she's been phenomenal, and she's so much fun to watch because she's so fluid. Tall players like that aren't supposed to do the things that she does and make them look so easy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might not be familiar, don't get, she's 6'4", plays inside and out, and you know now she's had all of 7 weeks of Division I action. So you mentioned it. What areas are you focusing on where you know she can improve and become even more dominant?
Well, she's got to bend her knees, especially defensively. She just doesn't get in a stance, and she uses her length. But when teams really try to attack her off the dribble, she has struggled a little bit. She'll get better at that. That's just, you know, that comes with some age and some strength. I think she's got to also, she does a good job of attacking the basket, but she's got to have a secondary move. If it's straight line, she's okay. Sometimes she struggles if the defensive help gets there and she's got to make some kind of a secondary move, but she's getting better. She made a spin dribble that we tweeted out along with Troy Brown's spin dribble move. It was phenomenal. There are very few players that can make that play. So she's getting there. She's even learning how to do that.
We're talking Oregon hoops with Coach Graves. One aspect I always like to get to at least once a year is the assistants, because in football, the roles are clearly defined. You know, who's the coordinator, who coaches the linebackers. In hoops, it's not always clear. You know, Mark Campbell has a very unique resume, worked in men's hoops, you know, at St. Mary's, Pepperdine, came here from Oregon State. So how would you describe his role as your associate head coach?
Well, he's our recruiting coordinator first and foremost. I mean, we're getting a lot of these great players due to his the entire staff, but he's the one that's spearheading a lot of that. He's such a great recruiter. I think he's known as one of the best in the country. And then he's kind of been our defensive coordinator. You know, everything is shared to some degree, but I defer to him a lot on the defensive end, and I'm more of an offensive guy. So. You know, he's a well-rounded coach. He's a great teacher. He can be tough. He can be gentle. He's just got a really good feel for the game.
For those who might not know, Jody Berry was with you with the Zags, a great player herself at Western Washington, took that team to 4 straight Division II tournaments. You know, what's her role and what has she meant to you over the course of your career?
Well, I talk with my wife and her, when we all joke, you know, I actually spend more time with Jody than probably I do Mary. She knows maybe more about me than Mary does. She's been my right-hand person for a good 15, 16 years. And, you know, I love Jody. She's incredible. If you need anything done, you know, I don't know who it is in your, you know, where you're at, but, you know, you got to have big picture people. I'm kind of a big picture guy, but somebody's got to handle all the details of that big picture and actually make it work, and that's Jody. She does everything. You know, she's the one that makes sure the kids have a place to stay, that they're in the classes that they're supposed to be, that they're behaving. She's also our post coach. You know, she's all of 5'3" and she's working every day with those giants down there that we have, and she just does an awesome job. So I listen, she, if you asked our staff and if we had to take a vote, she's the MVC. She's the most valuable coach.
Ooh, I like that one. I like that one. And, of course, Nicole Powell left for Grand Canyon down in Arizona. You had an opening. You bumped your former strength and conditioning coach and video coordinator, Xavi Lopez. Now, he played professionally overseas. For folks not overly familiar with him, you know, what are his primary responsibilities and, you know, as a new official assistant?
Well, he helps a lot in the recruiting as well. He's a hard, hard worker. Nobody knows European basketball better than him, and it's no coincidence that we have a big presence in Europe. He's really good. He's got relationships. I mean, Pau Gasol and Marc Gasol, they're like his buddies. He can call them up, you know, at any time.
Whoa.
And just talk. But he's really good with guard play. Like I said, a good recruiter. He's really into the internet. You know, he scours and finds players and watches games, and he's just a nice guy. I mean, he is a gentle soul. And when that job came open, it was unanimous. I talked to the team, and they all said, "Coach, we want Chavi." And so that was an easy move. And he's produced. He's done a great job.
And lastly, Friday night, off to the Galen Center. Now, they've got a new coach, but it's a return of Mark Track, who, of course, you faced many times in the West Coast Conference. What could you tell us about the kind of team he puts on the floor?
Well, they're super athletic, and they play the game in the way that has given us trouble. They love to spread you out and take you off the dribble. You know, they run that dribble drive that's become pretty popular. Last weekend, we didn't do a great job of keeping anybody in front of us. Heck, Steve, I don't know if we could have kept you in front of us off the dribble. And I got no idea what kind of game you got. But they've got an elite center, big, strong kid inside, Crystal Simon, we have to deal with, and then a couple of really good shooters. So it's going to be a tough game. He's done a good job. He's changed that culture already in a short period of time. I think our advantage is they don't go very deep, and we like to push the ball. Like to run a lot of players in and out, and we spread you out and make you play defense. And so hopefully we can tire them out, and if they only go six deep like they have, that could work in our favor.
Well, I'll tell you what, keeping me in front of you at age 57 as opposed to maybe 1987, a lot easier task now if it ever comes across your desk.
Okay. We could have a one-on-one, you and me, one day. That would be a heck of a slow show, wouldn't it?
Oh, my producers are begging. I don't know if that's good or bad. Anyway, Coach, 8 o'clock Friday at USC. We've got the call here, and for folks who want to catch it on the tube, the Pac-12 Network, same thing on Sunday against UCLA. Follow the coach on Twitter, GoDucksKG. Kelly, we always appreciate your time. All of you travel safe, and best of luck this weekend down in Southern California.
All right, Steve, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
All right, take it easy.